Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Time to chat some running, and we head back north to Europe. North from where I am. It might not be north from where you are. I'm not sure where you're sitting listening to this. And while on that subject, let me know where you are, okay? I love seeing posts on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, of where people listen to this podcast. So take a photo. If you're driving, don't do this, okay? But wherever you are right now, just take a photo on your smartphone. And then pop it onto your social media feed and just tag at the Kona Edge or hashtag the Kona Edge, and I'll find it. I love seeing photos. It's just amazing to see where everyone is that listens to this podcast. It is absolutely amazing. But yeah, back onto the subject before I got so off on a tangent. Look, squirrel. Yeah, we head to Denmark to catch up with Christian Hinkjaer to talk a little bit about his run today. And also, don't forget, if you'd like to become a patron of the Kona Edge, I'd really appreciate it. All the support is really appreciated. This podcast is growing phenomenally. We're doing just over 50,000 downloads a month, and we've got 33 patrons. So come on, people, you can do better than that. $1 is all it takes to help us keep the lights on. And if you do the math, I'm terrible when it comes to math, but that's 5 US cents per podcast that we create here at the Kona Edge to help us. So if you wouldn't mind just opening your heart and your wallet and helping us keep things going here at the Kona Edge, it would be much appreciated. If you'd like to become a patron, the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/support. That's where you can get it. That's SUPPORT. That's where you can get all the details. Let's head over to the coach's corner right now. Today's coach's corner is brought to you by Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching. For the past 11 years, Marni and Carl Sumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As long-time competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletic accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, the athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri Marni Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri Marni believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help triathletes develop and excel on race day. Between them both, they have successfully finished 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, a total of 6 times. Marni is a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them both, they have many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers, and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. Tri Marni offers a variety of services from daily and sport nutrition consultations, sweat testing, retool bike fits, private and group training camps, and coaching. To discover more about Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. We head back to Denmark now, and a great pleasure to welcome a returning guest onto the show, Christian Hinkjaer. Welcome back on, Christian. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Christian, let's talk about your run. Out of the three disciplines, your bike is definitely your strongest, but you're pretty tough on the run. You say it's not your strongest discipline, but you've obviously got a lot of mental strength to hang on, and after the sort of bike performances you put in, you can't hate it too much. You're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I think that running is the part of triathlon where I struggle the most, but I also think that it's one of the parts that that I just have to learn. I just have to accept that it's maybe not as easy for me as swimming and biking is, but I think eventually I will come to a point where running is also all right for me. So. Yeah, it has been difficult for me to become really, really good on the runner, and I think there's still a long way to go, so yeah.
From a running perspective, what are some of the things that you've done that you think have really helped your performance?
I think accepting that I'm a beginner and don't rush things too much. I think that one of the most important things for me is just the continuity of just running and just make the progression slow but steady. Steady is the key word, I think. So no matter what you have to run, but I can't because of injuries and so on. I can't run 60 kilometers or 100 kilometers per week. So I have to go a bit lower and make it good quality at least.
Let's talk about that. I mean, we've spoken lots on the podcast about junk miles on both the bike and on the run, and it's important to, especially if you are injury prone, to make the run workouts that you do put in. You need to make them count because you can't do that much of them.
Yeah, I think actually the point where I usually tend to get injured is when I put in a lot of intensity in my running. It's just really hard for me not to get injured when I have a lot of intensity. So I try to get a couple of long runs, just go pretty slow, and just get the hours in the bank. So yeah, there's a lot of intensity, but I think it's also important for Ironman training that you know your Ironman pace and you know that you actually can run long, so just as a confidence booster.
As far as your sort of run goes, what are some of your favorite workouts? What do you love doing?
I think in terms of Ironman training, I think it's a long off bike run, because it's just, I think I need that confidence booster that I can run strong off the bike. I'm not that fast on the run as some of the real runners are, but I think it's important for me to know that even after the bike leg, I can still do my calculated Ironman pace. So I think maybe going two to 3 hours on the bike and do a long, something like 25 to 30 k's of running. Every second kilometer would be in Ironman pace, and every other kilometer in somewhat just a bit slower. So it's not that hard, but it's just a confidence booster that you can do it. You can do the pace after and even after 20 kilometers of off bike.
Talk to me about getting that balance right. Coming from a discipline like the bike, where that is your strongest, I think a lot of triathletes who come from those strong cycling backgrounds struggle with that, where they think they need to make up as much time as they can on the bike and then hang on for the run. And you seem to have got that hang on the run thing worked out. What's the secret to that?
Yeah, actually, I think why I'm able to run decent after the bike is actually because I am a little bit stronger on the bike, so I'm not nearly as tired after the bike as some of the weaker bikers maybe are, and I think that's actually the key to be able to run strong off the bike. I think it's not hurting yourself too much on the bike, and I think if you look at a little bit of a weaker biker and maybe a stronger runner than me, he would usually think he had to keep up on the bike and really hurting himself, and then he would really struggle on the run and yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Christian, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kone Edge. I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to talk.
I'm guessing that the Kone Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Before I wrap things up, another quick iTunes review from Stanman101 saying, wow, what a great podcast. If you're looking for a training partner, someone to help you to get down the red carpet, then this is the podcast for you. Expert advice that even an absolute beginner can use. Stanman101, thank you so much for that. It is hugely appreciated. And if you're just getting going in the sport of triathlon and you're looking for a training program, we've got a couple of free training programs. Sprint, Olympic, Half Ironman, and Full Ironman distance triathlon training programs on our website. One of my business partners, a guy by the name of Coach Parry, has kindly given us a few programs to give away. So head over to thekonaedge.com/training if you'd like to download one of those programs absolutely free. That's thekonaedge.com/training.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.